From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Maynard Villers reading Mando by Gary McCarthy, dedicated to a fine Texas writer, cowboy, and friend, John R. Erickson. Now, let's begin with Mando. Chapter 1. Mando! The voice was pleading, soft as buckskin. Come back! It is not worth the risk! But Mando Killian ignored the urgent whispers of his Uncle Ruben and rode on, feeling the horse between his legs tremble with growing nervousness as the thickets closed in on him like a gauntlet. The brindle Cimarron was very close now, waiting just ahead, its long, dagger-like horns poised for the charge and thrust. Mando had never feared anything on four legs, but this was very much like following Satan himself through a cave leading straight into hell. The thicket closed in all around him. Filtered shadows and spears of light created patterns that deceived the eyes, that conjured up things imaginary. The horse snorted. Mando could feel the animal tensing as they neared another blind corner. He lifted his riata, held it close to his shoulder. The looped formed exactly as the vaqueros had taught him, so that, when cast, it would dart out like a hand and grab both of the Cimarron's horns. The bull was going to charge. Mando could feel it waiting, and he knew the trick was to rope it fast, then wheel his horse and race out of the thickets into open ground. By then, Ruben would have swapped his Winchester for a riata. Once they had the bull stretched on the red Texas earth, then Ruben would happily slice off the blood Cimarron's ponderous testicles. After that, the bull would steal no more cows.
Mando, we have already gone too far.
Mando almost turned his horse around. More than anyone.